Not much change since the view of it live yesterday, even after watching the tape. I'll open it up for questions.
John, from your vantage point, what's the path to establishing the consistency that you're looking for game to game so you guys can build on something like yesterday?
Well, I think, from the mindset standpoint, it really helps when you win. So there's some – everybody talks about confidence, and there's kind of like no kidding, all right? But, good stuff has to happen to gain confidence. And so, regardless of the execution, regardless of some things maybe we didn't execute as well, especially, there at the end, when you still can find a way to win the game, it still feels better, So it's just getting consistent. And every year I think you develop a little bit different personality. They're different guys. And in this league, it's more that way now than I think it's ever been. With the advent of free agency and the CBA and a lot of the things that people are doing. It takes almost four games. It's almost like the preseason anymore, where you kind of get it figured out. Injuries are always a factor, and not just on our team, on every team. Just developing that confidence. And like I said before, usually good things got to happen to gain confidence, and we did some good things.
Does that apply to your quarterback too? Mitch makes that throw in overtime.
Mitch made some great plays. If you look at the snap over his head in the end zone, all right, there's probably only about five or six or seven quarterbacks in this league that could get out of that. I go back to the touchdown pass to Deion. He flushed, we adjusted, and he dropped the dime in the end zone for a touchdown. And then the play, obviously, at the end, where more than likely, if we don't get that, we're probably punting, the play he made to Kendall. So, I think Mitch played outstanding. Did he throw the ball 45 times? No. To me, that doesn't define outstanding.
He had six throwaways. I imagine you look at those a little different than your average fan might.
Right.
You look at that as...
Those are really good decisions, okay. Beat six interceptions for sure. There's a third and three play in the red area, low red, and it's a sprint out to our left. Wasn't all perfect, but he did the next best thing, and that's to throw it away. Those are really, really good decisions that I think sometimes maybe the casual or uncasual fan does not see.
What kind of confidence does it give you in the offense that when the flow maybe isn't going well, like toward the end of the fourth quarter, start overtime, that he can still come up with a play like he had to Kendall?
Well, this game comes down to typically in a lot of close games, and most of them are close. If you looked around the league, I think one team was up 52-10 at one time, or 45-10, and it got close. So these things are hard to win, especially on the road. And you look around, there's not one undefeated team, after 6 weeks of the season. So it's, they take on their own personality. It's what you got to do that day to get it done. And when you get one, it's big. That's the main thing.
There obviously wasn't a lot of passing yesterday. So what does it say about that play that Kendall Wright made? Especially, it reminded me a little bit about last year in Detroit when it was a similar situation, similar play that wasn't made by the receiver. But what does it say about Kendall that he's able to make a play like that in that situation?
Kendall's been that guy for us all season. He's been one of the steadier guys at that position group. So a guy that we do target, and we do target in those situations. And Mitch did a great job of buying a little extra time. It was an obvious pass situation. Doesn't make it any easier. And Kendall went up and made a good catch.
John, when you look back at that the punt return that they took back, what do you see the breakdown? What went wrong on that?
I'm trying to.
That fourth quarter punt return.
Oh, for a touchdown. I thought you said they took back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant take it back literally, not take it back for a touchdown. All right. We didn't do a good job of containing it on the right side, plain and simple. We have job descriptions, and we didn't execute it, and they did.
You brought the gunners in the block.
Mm-hmm.
Did that have something to do with the angles?
Well, I think, most people would tell you it's a little bit easier to cover, out there isolated than it is in tight formation. you know, we could have probably been a little early with that. It's something, you know, it's one of those things where you they understand it, they talk about it. So there's a little bit probably a little more mode of let's protect it and get the punt off than maybe the coverage. And so that's something that as coaches we'll talk about, and we need to execute better. But regardless of where you line up, it's still the same job description.
Along those lines, how's Sherrod?
He's got a hamstring. You know, we'll know more. You know, we'll keep you guys posted.
John, on a kickoff return for a touchdown, this may seem like a dumb question, the concept of playing to the whistle. How audible is the whistle after each? I mean, I work sidelines for radio. I don't hear the whistle on the field. How audible is it?
It's interesting. You know, I think, you know, everybody's jobs out there is hard. You know, the officials' jobs are hard. The players' jobs are hard. It's hard. You know, I think sometimes, and I heard this from a Hall of Fame coach a long time ago, is that when the advent of instant replay, you know, there were a lot of purists that were not for it. You know, we are where we are. It's not changing, so I'm not complaining. But in those days, they thought it might paralyze officials to some degree because, hey, TV will get it right, so what am I doing? You know, I think the whistle is kind of gotten to that point sometime. You know, is he down by contact? Isn't he? That was a quick whistle. You know, so they've got a hard job. You know, and again, I'm not saying there was a whistle, all right? You know, I can't hear it from where I am, plus I have headsets on. But either way, you have to finish the down, and there was opportunities to get on the guy, and then you take another risk as far as late hits and those kind of things.
I'm not making excuses for him, but your guys, unless they're right there staring at it, they see him go head over heels. How would they know?
Well, it's you know, it's like whether it's a penalty or not. You know, I think you know, go back to the Danny Trevathan play. You know, it's a fast game, and you're playing it fast. It's a physical game. You know, what we'll teach off of that is, you know, you have to finish and make sure he's down.
John, you described when Mitch, how he progressed faster than you thought through training camp and preseason, and then even continuing as a running scout team, even growing more. Has his two games now as a starter, has he grown faster than you thought? You're talking about the decision-making and so forth. Has he continued that acceleration?
Yeah, I mean, I said that 8 weeks ago. You know, or 12 weeks ago. You know, he's just, you know, he's a very smart football player. You know, he's got good demeanor. Like I said, he's great with his teammates. You know, you saw the record they had with rookie quarterbacks in that stadium. I mean, their record's pretty good in that stadium, period, against any quarterback. So, you know, it's a hostile environment. It's loud. It's hard to operate. They're a good football team. They're very opportunistic. And then, you know, you just try to cut down those odds. And as it is, we threw the ball 17 times and gave up 4 sacks. You know, those aren't great ratios. So, you know, if you threw it 35 times, Lord only knows what would have happened.
Eddie Goldman seems to be making an impact. It doesn't always show up on the stat sheet. Is there any way to say or explain or illustrate just what kind of an impact he made, not just yesterday, but just in general lately?
Well, I mean, he's productive at what he does. You know, his job description isn't quite as flashy as, say, a quarterback or a receiver. But those guys, you know, they've got a tough task. They're in there. You know, they're taking on 700-pound blocks sometimes. That means they're getting double teamed. You know, it's tough sled in there, and he's done a good job. Knock on wood, he's been healthy this year, which has really helped our defense.
Is he more healthy now than he was at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, it'd be a question you'd have to ask him. You know, I don't know if you're ever completely healthy doing this for a living just because it's, you know, you get banged around. You know, there's 22 guys out there trying to run into each other. So it's, you know, it takes its toll on your body. But he's worked really hard. You know, we've taken some precautions, you know, with the particular body parts that, you know, I think help keep him healthy.
Cody Whitehair's struggles with that shotgun snap?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I think we're all working on it. I think nobody's working on it harder than he is. You know, I'll just leave it at that.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.